listeners. Welcome to episode 6 of the Zachnology Tech Review podcast in partnership with the 173012 News and America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. In this episode of the podcast, we're going to be comparing the two most popular mobile operating systems, iOS, the Apple operating system, and Android, the Google operating system. We'll take a look at some of the differences between the two operating systems, compare the features, and tell you everything you need to know when you're buying a new phone. Stay tuned, because we have a lot coming up in the Zachnology Tech Review. Welcome to episode 6 of the Zachnology Tech Review podcast, in partnership with 173012 News and, of course, America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. So, as you know, today we're talking about iOS and Android. This is probably the most long-awaited episode. Zach and I are super excited, and for this special occasion, we are recording in person. So, a very special episode for us. So, Zach, why don't you just introduce us to some of the basics of iOS and Android?
Right, so, I mean, I'm sure many listeners know that iOS is the Apple operating system, and Android is technically the Google operating system. So the big difference here is that iOS is available on the Apple devices, so the iPhones and the iPads, and Android is available on the other devices, so like the Google phones, the Samsung phones and tablets, HTC phones, Sony phones, really any other manufacturers, chances are it runs Android. And another thing, you know, it's worth pointing out that Android doesn't just run on phones and tablets. Android also powers many car infotainment systems, smart home devices, security systems, you name it. So it powers a lot of devices, but just in this particular episode, we're only going to be looking at the Android that runs on phones and tablets.
Right, because Apple obviously makes lots of other products too, you know, Mac OS or their TV OS, OS meaning operating system. But for this, we'll be looking at iOS, which is Apple's phone and iPad, phone and tablet, I should say, operating system, and then Android's phone and tablet operating system. So one thing I want to point out is that in the world, Android does have a large percentage of the market share. But that's because, like Zach mentioned, Android has a much, many more companies make phones with Android. But in the U.S., Apple does have a bigger market share.
Right. And another thing that I want to mention is, we might review this later in another episode, but really quickly, I just want to talk about open source code because it's very relevant in today's world. Open source code means that the code for a specific program or piece of software is available for anyone to see and anyone to modify or even redistribute. So in the case of Android, Android is open source. So all the code for Android can be seen by anyone, and that's why it's on so many devices. It's because many device manufacturers will take the Android code and put it on their device.
Right, but we'll get more in-depth into open source, and we'll talk about software in a little bit. And iOS, obviously, would be closed source, which is the opposite of that, which means that only Apple can see and modify the code, which is why it's only available from one manufacturer.
Yeah, so next up in the section 2 of the podcast, we will be comparing the hardware specs for different iOS and Android devices, and we'll talk about what they mean when you are searching for a new phone.
But first, a voice message from one of our loyal listeners. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm super excited for this episode of the podcast because I heard you would be talking about Apple and Google stuff. I can't wait for it.
Welcome back to the Zachnology Tech Review podcast. A huge thank you to that loyal listener who submitted a voice message. Remember, if you'd like to do one yourself, you can head to our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com, and click on the voice messages tab, or better yet, you can click on the apps tab. And for Android, you can download the Quick Record app to send in a voice message. You can't get it on iOS. We'll dive into that in a little bit. So now we're talking about hardware on iOS and Android. So Zach, tell us, since you're the Android expert, tell us the basics about Android hardware.
Right. So it's worth noting that, you know, if you have an iPhone, you're probably familiar with the Lightning cable. Now, this is exclusive to iOS devices. So, you know, iPads and iPhones use the Lightning cable. Pretty much any other device in the world, you'll see the new USB-C. It looks very similar to the Lightning cable, but it's much more widely adopted considering Lightning's only available on iPhones. So USB-C is known to be faster than Lightning cables. One of the nice things about Lightning cables is that you can use it on your iPhone and iPad. Obviously, in the case of Android, it depends on which device you're using. And this is going to be the case for a lot of the podcast here. Really, it's going to depend a lot on the device you're using because, like we said, the code is open source. We'll talk more about that later. But you're going to see a lot of different device manufacturers, and some of them will have different features on their devices, and they might have different charging ports, too.
Right, and going off what Zach just said, for hardware, we can't really say iOS or Android is better. Obviously, maybe Samsung's better than Apple, but maybe Nokia is worse than Apple. So for hardware, it really just depends on the manufacturer. It's not really Android. So for hardware, I don't think we can really say Android or iOS is better, but we can probably rank the manufacturers.
Right. Yeah. And one of the nice things about Android is the options. And this kind of does tie in with hardware because if you're looking for a lower cost phone, then you might choose a lower cost Android device because they offer that option. Now, the camera is not going to be as good as an iPhone. It might not run as fast as an iPhone, but it will not be as expensive. Or you go for a higher end Android device. It might be more expensive than an iPhone, but you might get better camera quality, faster, better gaming, etc. So you do have a lot of options with an Android device, and that does make it harder to compare it against the Apple devices.
Right, and you know, obviously I'm a little biased towards iOS, Zach's a little biased towards Android, but I do have to admit, in this, you know, retrospect, you are getting more choices with an Android phone if you want to go with a higher end or lower end device, or if you want compatibility with another device from a different manufacturer, which, once again, we'll get into in the software section. But, Zach, is there anything else you have to say about Android software? Because I do want to dive into Apple a little bit.
Well, no, not really. It's just that with Android, you do have those extra hardware options that you might not have with iOS. So I think that about wraps it up for the hardware section of iOS versus Android. Obviously, there's not much to compare here because these are operating systems we're talking about and not specific devices. So next up, we will be talking about the basics of these operating systems once you start using them. You know, what is the look and feel of the operating system and how do they compare against one another?
All right, so coming up next in this Zachnology Tech Review podcast, we're going to be talking about general software differences between iOS and Android. So, Zach, first, we mentioned this in the first segment, but tell us a little more in depth about what open source and closed source software is.
Right, so open source software, obviously, well, first I'll talk about closed source software, because then it'll make open source software easier to understand. So closed source software, iOS is closed source, so that means only Apple has access to it. So that's why you don't see iOS in any other devices. You can only get iOS on an iPhone or an iPad. That's because it's closed source. No one else has access to the code for it. Meanwhile, Android, on the other hand, is open source, so anyone can take the code, modify it, and then redistribute it on their own devices. That's why Android has so many manufacturers, and all the manufacturers, the software on their devices is all different. You know, so this what's referred to as stock Android. Stock Android is the pure Android code. It comes right from Android. That's just the regular Android code. But you actually don't see stock Android in any devices, really, because the device manufacturers change the code before they load it onto their phones. So take, for example, the Amazon Fire tablet, which does run Android. They take the Android code, and then they modify it, add Amazon features, and then they put it on the Fire tablets. So, you know, all the manufacturers are allowed to modify the code, change it to their likings, add features, remove features, and then they can change it to fit their devices, you know, because all the devices have different size screens. So that's really what open source code means in this context, that all the manufacturers can change it before they put it on their devices.
And I just want to touch up on, I'm not a huge expert on open source, but when Zach was saying pure Android compared to non-pure Android, what he's saying is really if you have a Google Pixel, it's going to have Google Pixel branding on it. And it's going to look different than, for example, Samsung, which is going to have Samsung branding, and it's going to look a little bit different. So pretty much if you have different Android devices made by different manufacturers, in general, the operating system is going to be similar, but there's going to be minor branding differences with the logos and whatnot. So that's what he means. And
different menus might be really small differences, fonts,
in different basic apps, which we're going to get into in our next segment.
Yes.
So for iOS, this is a whole lot different. You know, obviously, you only can get it on Apple. So there's only one version of iOS. No matter what iPhone you have, obviously there's, you know, newer versions, but it's going to look the same on every phone. It's only Apple. And there's really no way to modify it. So that's the main difference between iOS and Android, would be open source.
Right. And then another really quick thing I want to talk about, and this is more for advanced stuff, but even if you're a beginner, you can follow how-to guides online for this. So Android has this thing called the Android Debug Bridge, and it sounds very complicated, but basically it just means that you can change your phone settings from your computer. Now, this isn't a huge feature, but I use it all the time, and iOS doesn't support it. Like I said, even if you're a beginner, they have how-to guides online to get started with this. But it does offer a lot of features if you're having issues with your device. If you're having issues with your device, you want to load more features onto it, or you even want to take full control of your device and completely change it. So obviously, it might sound more advanced stuff, but if you really want to get started with the Android Debug Bridge, there's how-to guides online. You can do some cool stuff with your Android device with that Debug Bridge.
Yeah, and you know, going off what Zach was saying about these advanced features, let's talk quickly about practical uses for iOS and Android.
Right.
So obviously, with considering open source and like the debug stuff Zach was just talking about, for developers or people who are more technologically advanced like Zach, Android is going to be have a lot more customization. You can pretty much, since it's open source, you can change, you know, your default browser, you can change your default SMS, which app you text with, and you can even like download older versions of apps.
We'll get into that in the next section when we talk about apps.
Right, but there's just so much more customization with Android compared to iOS. You're pretty much stuck with what you have. You can't really change anything to your own. I mean, obviously you can change backgrounds, but you can't really change which apps you use or settings menus, things like that.
Yeah. So let's talk about the specifics for practical use. One of the things I really wanted to talk about in the Android versus iOS is the Notification Center and the Control Center. Now, on many Android devices, and we can't say all Android devices because it's open source, so the device manufacturers can change the code, but generally on all Android devices, the Notification Center, where your notifications come up, alerts, text messages, all that will be in the same place as the Control Center, which is where you can control Wi-Fi, airplane mode, flashlight, your hotspot, all that. So that's going to be in the same place on an Android device where you swipe down. And it's kind of nice to have that all in one place. You know, you don't have to remember where to swipe from. Now, on an iOS device, that's going to be they're going to be in two different spots. Charlie, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this is kind of just, you know, I don't think Zach should just be saying this is better because it kind of depends on what you like.
Right.
But I do have to admit, for iOS, it's a little confusing. From the top, like if you pull down from the top right, you have your flashlight, your volume, your things like that. If you pull down from the middle of the top, that's where your notifications are. And if you pull up from the bottom, you have other features. So, you know, I have to admit, when it comes to the Control Center menu, I think Android is a little bit simpler in that respect. But it really is just what you get used to, because obviously I've been using iOS for years and it's just, you know, I know it like the back of my hand. So, you know, it really just depends on what you like. But there are definitely some major differences with the Control Center.
Right. And then
you can customize that more on on Android.
In customizations. And another cool feature I like about Android, and again, like I said, this doesn't apply to every manufacturer, but in general, on Android devices, with the latest Android update, there's conversational grouping. This sounds complicated, but basically it means when you are texting with someone, in almost any app, whether it's just your text messages app or WhatsApp or Google Hangouts, anything, it will show those notifications separately. So you know it's not like a MLB alert or, you know...
I get a lot of those.
You know, it's not an MLB alert or an email. You know it's a text message with someone. And then on some devices, you can expand it, bubbles, floating widgets, all this cool stuff. So it's not available on any Android device. Some people use it, some people don't. I personally don't use the expanding bubble thing. I find it somewhat annoying, but I do like having the conversational grouping.
You know, I find the whole Android annoying, to be honest. But, so I think he mentioned widgets there, and iOS does actually have widgets now, but I have to say iOS was a little late to catch on to that, and I feel like... you know, this doesn't really make a difference. I just want to point it out. I feel like Android came up with a lot of these features, and they've had them for many, many years, and iOS is just now catching on. So...
Yeah. And another thing about Android, I'm sort of rambling here, but this kind of ties into the customization I love on Android. You can actually change your home screen. This ties in with the apps, but basically you can actually download different home screens from the Play Store. So basically each home screen, you know, might have different icon sizes, placements, widgets, all that.
Right, and obviously you have some of this functionalities on iOS, but you do have more customization with Android. Now, one thing, speaking of customization and with that being open source, I think one thing we need to talk about, I know this is getting long, is security with open source versus closed source. So, personally, here's what I thought. I thought that iOS is more secure since random people can't change the code. Only Apple could change the code. I thought it would be much more secure, but it turns out that that might not be the case.
Well, the thing about open source code is that people can't change the people can't change the actual code for Android. People can only see it and then tweak it to their liking, but they can't. So the manufacturers can change it and then put it on their own device, but they can't change it and then make that the official Android code. The official Android code will never change. The manufacturers can only see it, but then change it to their liking.
Really, like you can kind of copy-paste and change it.
Yeah, exactly. In that way. It's that copy-paste thing. Except it's a lot more complicated than that, obviously. But
so really quickly, get into security. Which one do you think is more secure?
Well, I mean, I think it's really hard to tell. Obviously, it differs from device to device because some, you know, manufacturers on Android might take away security features, add security features. It really depends. But I think in general, you are going to know... I think for most people, iOS would be a little bit more secure. This kind of ties in with the apps.
I definitely agree that iOS is more secure from what I've seen.
I mean, in terms of the code, I don't really think there's a difference in iOS versus Android. And I almost think for the open source part, Android is actually more secure because the code does get reviewed by many, many developers across the globe, some of whom aren't even affiliated with Android. So the code gets reviewed by them, and then they can see bugs or security backdoors that the Android developers didn't catch. So I think, in terms of the code, not a big difference. Android might be a little bit more secure, but in terms of the apps...
You mean iOS might be more secure?
No, well, in terms of the apps, I think iOS
is more secure. We'll get into that.
But with the source code, I think you're going to see that Android is Android might be a little bit more
secure. You'll see we're a little bit biased, so you might want to do your own research about security. So I think that wraps it up for this section.
It does.
But we'll get into apps, which is one of the big differences coming up after this voice message here on the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast.
Thank you, Zachnology, for all the great podcasts. Really enjoying those, and especially enjoying listening to the TR5s that are short, easy to listen to, and super informative. Thanks again.
Well, thank you to both of the loyal listeners that submitted voice messages to the podcast. Remember, please head to our website or download the Quick Record app if you want to submit voice messages. Also on the website, you can listen to our podcast, you can visit the very active forum, or you can create an account, and there's a whole lot more you can do, and of course, download the app. So, now we're going to be talking about apps, which is perhaps the biggest difference between iPhone and Android. So, the biggest difference is with iOS, you have to download everything through the App Store, and on Android, you have a lot more possibilities. So, Zach, you want to dive into that?
Right. So, I think most people, you know, if you own an Android phone, I'm sure you're familiar with the Google Play Store. It's the most popular Android app store. It's very similar to the iOS app store. You know, most major apps that are available on the iOS app store or the Apple app store, whatever it's called, are also available on the Google Play Store. So, there's not much of a difference there. You know, sometimes the iOS app store might have apps that the Play Store doesn't, or vice versa, where the Play Store has apps that the iOS App Store doesn't. It really goes both ways.
Well, the reason for that is it's actually much easier to get apps on Android. So, for example, our Quick Record app is only available on Android.
Yeah. Well, it is much cheaper to put the app on the Play Store. And is very
and easier to get approved.
I can confirm it is very expensive to put your app on the iOS App Store. It's at least $100 a year. Plus, you have to hire a developer, so it gets really expensive to do that. But we're not talking about putting apps on the App Store. We're talking about the apps in general on your phones. So now we should really talk about how do the apps function on our phones. So one of the big differences is compatibility. Because when developers are making your apps for your iPhone or your iPad, they really only have to consider two devices, the iPhone and the iPad, you know, because those are the only devices that run iOS. So it's much easier for the developers to optimize it for those devices. Now, with some Android devices, Android developers do have to take into account that there are many device manufacturers for Android. So, you know, there's Google, Samsung, you know, we mentioned that. So, the device manufacturers do have to remember that they have to optimize these apps for different devices. And that's why there might be compatibility issues with some apps. You know, some apps might not be able to run on certain devices. Generally, if you download apps from the Play Store, they're almost guaranteed to be able to run on your device. They might not be as smooth as a iOS device, but that usually only happens when you have a less popular phone or less popular brand for your phone. So generally, with the Play Store and the iOS App Store, you're pretty safe. Both app stores do regulate the apps on there. You know, they run security checks on them.
Right. I have to say, I think the iOS App Store is more secure.
I think that's debatable.
Well,
I mean,
we won't get into an argument here.
I think they're both very secure. Both of them. Obviously, there's apps that fall through the cracks that might contain viruses or something, and they get on your device. That happens on both iOS and Android. Both on the iOS Play or on the iOS App Store and on the Google Play Store. It can happen. No security filter is perfect.
Right. So one thing I want to add quickly before we move on is on Android, there's a way to download an app that's not through an App Store. It's actually called an APK file. So this is actually how you download our Quick Record app. It's basically a link. It's kind of you download it sort of like a PDF, but it actually comes up as an app. So that is much less secure. You could definitely get a virus for that. So you should only do it from a trusted source like us, like Quick Record.
Yeah.
But that's basically another way that you can download apps for free.
And, and it's worth noting that, for the APK files, it stands for Android Package Kit. So it's like how if you have a Windows device and you download apps, usually you have to download that file. It's sometimes an .exe file or an .msi file. It's very similar with Android. And if your phone has an antivirus, there's a good chance the antivirus should catch APK files that contain malware. But it's always a good idea to research the source it came from. If you can find a comparable app on the Play Store, definitely download that one because it's much, much more secure to get an app from the Play Store.
Unless it's the Zachnology Tech Quick Record app or the main app, which should be coming soon. So now, this is kind of a totally different thing relating to apps, which is the default apps. So iOS comes with iMessage and FaceTime. And to the frustration of many Android users, such as Zach, you can't get them on Android.
Right, and I that's one of the reasons, that's one of the things I don't like about Android, is that you can't get iMessage, and strangely enough, Android has no control over that. It's actually Apple that won't let Android be, it's actually Apple that won't let iMessage be on the Android platform.
Did he just admit that he likes iOS?
No, I did not. I said it's an Apple problem. Okay. But, you know, most, in a very, like I said, it varies from device to device. But, in general, Android devices do come with the same default apps. Obviously, they're not exactly the same, but they're comparable. They work very well. You know, if you get a Google Pixel, it's going to come with the Google Messages app and the Google Duo app. Google Duo is the FaceTime alternative, so it comes with all the same apps. And if your device doesn't come with the app, you can always go on the Play Store. You can find many options on
right. That. And he was talking about Google. So I used to have a Samsung phone. Now I have an iPhone, but I used to have a Samsung that came with things like Samsung Health, Samsung Messages. So depending on the company that actually made the device, you will get different default apps. But with Android, you can change that. So you could if your device came with Google Messages, you could change your default SMS to right. WhatsApp or Signal or something like that.
Right, you can change your default apps on Android.
Right, and with iOS, you cannot do that, but you get the compatibility of using FaceTime and iMessage with other people. So, like Zach was saying, with Google Duo being the default on Pixel, on iOS, you can actually get that. So, for example, if Zach and I do a video call, he can't use FaceTime, but I can use Duo.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a trade-off there. And it kind of depends what your friends and your family have, because if you have iMessage and they have iMessage, you get a lot more compatibility compared to, you know, the green text, the infamous green
everyone knows. That's another thing I wanted to point out. The Google Messages app, which is available on almost any Android device, you don't have to. Obviously, Google Pixel comes with the Google Messages app, but you can get it on any Android device. Google Messages does come with the iMessage alternative. You can see when someone read your message. You can see when someone's typing. It comes with all that stuff. It's just, you know.
But you don't have the green text. Because everyone knows, like, that Android guy who ruins the group chats.
Yeah.
So I think that actually is part of the reason that Android is kind of, I don't want to say infamous, but in general, it's like, oh, that person has Android. And I think,
I mean, the truth
I think the main reason why Android sometimes has a negative connotation is the that people with Android can't get all the default apps that everyone with iOS uses. I think that's where some of the negativity comes from.
And Apple purposefully makes the Android text green. That's another story. But, and like I said, it's worth noting that Android, the default apps have pretty much all the same features that the iOS apps do. It's just that, you know, Androids aren't as popular in the U.S., so you might not know about it. So now, I think that about wraps it up for the app segment. Do you have anything to add, Charlie?
No, I don't think so. I just want to say that this kind of goes along with everything we said. It just depends on, we don't really want to say one's better than the other. It really just depends on your personal taste.
Yeah.
If you want to have that compatibility with your friends, or if you want to be able to use custom apps or things like that. So they definitely have pros and cons, and I'm sorry if this is disappointing that we're not saying one's better than the other, but I don't think we really can say that. I mean, I think iOS is better, Zach thinks it's Android's better, but, you know, for different people, different things are better.
It depends on what your personal preference is, how comfortable you are with the device manufacturers. It also depends on what your friends and family use. You know, like I said, if your friends and family use Android, you might choose to get an Android because you'll have those chat features where you can see who read the messages, chatting, that.
Or vice versa.
And vice versa. With iOS, too, you can see all that stuff with iMessage. So it really depends. It's all about personal preference. And obviously, we're just touching the surface on iOS versus Android. There's a lot more stuff you'll want to consider when getting a device. You can look all this stuff up online. There's many articles that compare iOS versus Android. There's a lot of specifics in terms of features, user interface. There's a lot of differences between the two. So if you are getting a new phone anytime soon and you are looking to switch from Android to iOS or vice versa, you'll definitely want to do research on both operating systems to figure out which one you think is right for you.
All right, well, thank you, Zach. I think that wraps up the sixth episode of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. Thank you for listening to episode 6 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast in partnership with 1730-12 News and, of course, America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please head to our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com. Remember to download our Quick Record app as well, or head to zachnology.com for everything you need to know about America's number one favorite in-home consultation technology company. For all of us here at Zachnology, thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Thank you.
All contents of this podcast, copyright 2021 by Zachary Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zachary Enterprises has received paid compensation from Spotify Technology SA. Zachary reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for paid compensation.